put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Friday, November 8th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Chuck Schumer and the Democrats absolutely losing their collective minds, trying to figure out a way to enforce a law that Biden supposedly would sign that would force the judges to follow through on these convictions, these criminal cases pending with Donald Trump, even though the Department of Justice is saying they are not going to pursue these cases, recommending that all these cases be dismissed. Well, there's one case, you remember, made big headlines. Donald Trump was convicted in that kangaroo court in New York City. Well, the Manhattan judge who presided over the business records trial that resulted in the conviction of President-elect Donald Trump on 34 felony counts is going to rule next week about whether to toss the conviction. CNN reported. Manhattan Supreme Court Justice Juan Merchan has given herself a deadline of this coming November 12th, Tuesday. That would be a week after the election, to set aside or to let stand the conviction in the aftermath of Trump winning the election. And combined with the Supreme Court's ruling over this summer on presidential immunity, according to the report. Well, let's back up the bus a little bit. You may remember or may not have remembered that the Supreme Court ruled, the United States Supreme Court ruled that Donald Trump and all presidents have immunity. It's that simple. Anything done while in office has full presidential governmental immunity. Well, this prosecutor, Jack Smith, ignored it, continued on with the case, even though Trump's attorneys fought against it. At the time, the judge allowed it to go through. He was convicted, according to the jury. Found guilty. But sentencing falls on the judge. Well, Merchan twice delayed sentencing in the case until after the election. If Merchan rules to let the conviction stand, Trump is scheduled for sentencing on November 26th. That'll be 2 weeks after her November 12th deadline to make a decision. Trump faces up to 4 years in prison. If that is Merchan's ruling, Trump's legal team is prepared to pounce, again, according to CNN. Paula Reed, CNN's reporter, said, "I'm told that his legal team is going to try to make sure that the sentencing never even happens. Here, they're going to argue to the judge that the sentencing should never happen because now Trump is president-elect. They will say that he is entitled to the same constitutional protections as a sitting president and should be protected from state actors like New York." This was the basis of the conviction. A New York jury back in May found Trump guilty for a business record violation tied to 2017 payments to a lawyer that he called legal expenses. Well, in fact, that money was then given to the porn star, kind of as hush money. Not really, because she signed it in order to get the money. She agreed never to allow what happened between her and Donald Trump, whatever it was, even though he claims it never happened. She alleged that they had a sexual encounter. She's a porn star, made a big deal out of it. I'm not even going to mention her name. And the bottom line is, she took the money. Well, the story ended up leaking out anyway. And as the story leaked out as an attempt to try to get the American people not to support him, they made a big to-do of this back in May because of what happened in 2017. The judge, even if she lets the conviction stand, legal experts have agreed Trump would not face prison time. Election winner or not, former prosecutor Nima Ramani told the New York Post, Merchant, the judge doesn't have the stomach to imprison a former president, let alone a president-elect. Now that Trump has won the election, his criminal problems go away. It's that simple. He's president-elect. He was a president when things happened back in 2017. It doesn't matter. This prosecutor, these biased jurors, who all Democrats basically live in the Bronx, Manhattan, he did not get a fair trial. His attorneys have already filed for mistrial, waiting to hear whether or not it's going to be necessary based on the final sentencing. If this judge allows the convictions to stand and he faces sentencing on November 26, they are already prepared to appeal the trial and force it to go to another higher court outside of New York City, outside of the Bronx, where that venue could possibly be held, God only knows, because everybody's biased on this. Everybody in America has heard about it. How are they going to find an impartial juror? Put together a jury of impartial people. It's going to be impossible. Let alone the fact that he is going to, without a doubt, be sworn in on January 20th. So you have a president-elect that was found guilty by a kangaroo court in New York City of wrongdoing in his personal affairs while president. You have to understand that when he won the 2016 election against Hillary Clinton, he was sworn in on January 20th of 2017. These payments that went to the attorney that ended up going to the porn star was done after he was a sitting president. Anything he does while president, the United States Supreme Court in May ruled presidents have immunity. Why? Because you cannot have a sitting president, commander-in-chief, being thinking about being held accountable to a legal system while he's sitting president making decisions, acting, doing things. He cannot be held liable for criminal charges. The United States Supreme Court's already ruled on this. Well, if that's the case, the judge is going to have to toss these convictions out on Tuesday. But we'll continue to follow the story. A really cool meme sent to me by Patriot Mark Farner this morning called the Trump Train. If you'd like that photo sent to you, text me TT. I'm going to describe it for you right here. A good old-fashioned steam locomotive engine burning coal. You know how they have the black smoke when the thing is rip-roaring, going at high speeds? Well, this thing's going really fast because it appears that the wheels are throwing off this white smoke from the wheels. The smoke coming out of the exhaust of the steam locomotive engine at the front starts out a little bit black, but then as it starts to puff up into the cloud, it's an American flag. Red, white, and blue. The blue and white stars right there. The white stars, the blue, the red, the white stripes is about the top. Well, based on the size of the steam engine, I'm going to say the flag appears to be about 8 feet tall and is the entire length of the train. And above the flag, it then turns into its natural black smoke from the burning of the coal. If you'd like the photo, it's called the Trump Train. Just text me TT for Trump Train and I'll forward it to you. Great photograph. Thank you, Mark. Thank you for sending that to me. Oh, hey, Mark. He just texted me. What time does the shindig start tomorrow at Frisky's Orchard? 11 to 2. I'm going to send you back the photograph on that. Let's see. There it is right there. Click that. Boom. There you go. USA GOP victory celebration. Free donuts, cider, and pizza. 11 to 2. It's being sponsored by our very own Antrim County Republican Party, the ACGOP. Donations would be appreciated. You can throw some money into the hat for it. Absolutely. Russell wants the Trump train, so here you go. TT, click, boom, bam. Steve up in Atlanta. Yes, Slotkin won 18,000 votes. Mike Rogers has already conceded and has headed back to Florida. Absolutely, Slotkin did win. Two counties, Steve, Muskegon and Saginaw. Donald Trump won those. Mike Rogers lost them. Elisa Slotkin will be U.S. Senator for the next 36 years, unless we take her out politically with a good candidate in 2030. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the final segment of hour number one on this Friday. For those of you who have texted me, TT, Trump train, and I've sent you the photo, text me a Y for yes or an N for no if I did a good job describing it on the radio. If I sent you the picture and you looked at it, just text me that. Greatly, greatly appreciate it. No, I'm not taking that phone call. John and Julie in Bay City wants it. Captain Jeff, Johnny on the spot. Yes, sir. Steve in Atlanta. Yes. Good, good, good. Okay, good. Because, you know, I get pictures sent to me. Memes, all kinds of cute pictures all the time. I have the Trump garbage, a couple versions of it. TG for Trump garbage. Thanks, Randy, Gina, Russell, everybody. Yep, appreciate it. Okay, I tried to do a really good job. But, you know, sometimes certain photographs, it's just hard to put into words. Pictures are worth 1,000 words. This train picture from Patriot fellow brother, I love him to death, Mark Farner. Mark Farner's American band. Love those guys. Vicki and I got to go and sit in on their studio as they were jamming, getting ready for their tour that they were heading out on. Got to meet all the members in the band. Great guys. Love them. Great band. Love it. We're going to, you know what, Mark? If you're listening, brother, we need you to do a concert over at the new pavilion, that the Iron Pig South location, next spring, summer, sometime. We're going to have to raise enough money, or maybe we'll just sell concert tickets. That's what we'll do. And we will have a party with Mark Farner's American band. Yes, that is definitely going to be on the calendar. I'll reach out to Ian. We'll make that happen. Maybe we can be part of it. I don't know. You guys are usually crazy busy. 4th of July, man, that would be one heck of a party. Yes. 4th of July weekend, maybe, let's see. Can I pull up a calendar real quick here? Yeah, I can multitask, right? I'm supposed to be able to. Let's go to July of 2025. 4th of July is on a Friday. Ooh. We got Friday, July 4th. Legal holiday. Off partying. Maybe we do the concert if your band is scheduled on the 4th somewhere. Let's see if we can get you back in on maybe Friday or Sunday night. We'll figure it out. We're going to have a party at the Pavilion with Mark Farner's American Band. We're going to sell tickets and pay his band fee and have those guys come. Man, he jams. Oh, golly, he jams on that guitar. Woohoo! Love it, love it, love it. John and Julie says it hasn't come through yet. No, that's because I didn't send it to you. You texted me, but I've gotten, let's see how many. Okay, I've got 37. Nope, excuse me, 57. 57 people requesting it. 61. 63. Okay. Okay, we're good. Everybody on the yeses. All right, man, great. I appreciate it. Stop texting me, yes, I got it. I did okay. Good, good, good. Well, I got to tell you, sometimes you see a picture and it speaks to your heart. It speaks to your soul. Mark Farner sending me this Trump train picture this morning represents America. If you look and see how many cars this thing goes on and on and on, that's the American people. Every one of the cars represents a state. Donald Trump won the national popular vote over 50.9, close to 51% of the national popular vote. This photograph represents what happened on Tuesday, November 5th, 2024. And guess what? Every single one of us are on it. Even people that did not vote for Donald Trump. You see, you don't have a choice in the matter. You are going to be sucked in to the momentum of this train. The economy is going to change. We are going to get back to common sense information given to the people because of the things Donald Trump is doing. I'm going to be sharing in the third hour the 3-minute Twitter, YouTube video that Donald Trump put out with all of his points, what he's going to do immediately to change the deep state in Washington, D.C., starting with the Department of Justice. They are not going to be able to go after us anymore. This is going to be huge. I'm going to play it for you, probably from 11:05 to 11:12 in the third hour. We have a history lesson with Pastor Chatfield coming up. Pivotal elections in America. That's the history lesson. Pivotal elections in American history will be in the next hour. And when we get back to the top of the third hour, I'm going to play you Donald Trump in his own words, what he's going to do starting on day one. Is that enough of a tease? Top of the hour news. We'll be right back. History lesson with Pastor Chatfield. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord.